I want to introduce you to Deborah Davis. Deborah is a 50-year-old mother of four who's got a son fighting in Iraq while she is fighting in Colorado. She lives in Arvada, Colorado, and recently was taking a bus to work through downtown Denver when she was arrested by the police. She was arrested for refusing to show her ID on the bus. How can such a thing happen? Why would such a thing happen? And why did she refuse to show her ID to the officer? Let's have her on here to tell you her story herself. Hello, Deborah. Welcome to KMOX.
Thank you.
So this is a regular city bus you were riding, right?
Yes, a public bus.
And you're on your way to work in the morning, and you get to what's called the Denver Federal Center, which is what kind of place? Is it a secure facility?
It's a government facility. It's not a top security. They have archives there and USGS. You can go in and get maps and things.
The U.S. Geological Survey. I think the
right.
VA has an office there. It's
right.
it's not like it's a top security location.
No.
Anyway, the bus goes through there. Now, do you work at the Federal Center?
No, I work south of the Federal Center. I was working at the south.
Okay. And what happened?
Well, we got to the gate. A guard gets on. Gate going into the Federal Center, a guard gets on and asks for IDs. And if you don't have an ID,
you get in trouble.
Then well, sometimes they ask you to get off and sometimes they don't.
Okay, now when they ask you for ID, is this because you're going to the Federal Center or is this everybody on the bus has to show ID?
Everybody on the bus is supposed to show ID.
Okay.
And whether you're getting off or not.
Okay. And the first time he did that, you went into your purse and got out your ID and showed it to him?
Right. The first day I showed my ID, but it really, really bothered me because I know that, well, I remembered from, like, eighth grade civics class that we don't, as Americans, have to carry identification papers or IDs at all. And I had a pretty good idea that you didn't have to carry, didn't have to show your ID. It was on a public bus. You know, it just traverses the Federal Center.
Right. And one of the things about the United States is you're supposed to have the freedom to travel and go where you're going. And, again, it's not like you're going to a secure location. And you're not even getting off the bus on this federal property. The bus just happens to pass through there. Is there another bus that you could have taken, or is this the only one that would take you to work?
No, that's the only one. I suppose I could. It'd probably take me 4 hours to get to work. there's other routes for sure.
But that's not practical.
No.
Okay, so this is the bus that you take to work, and when you tell the officer the first day, you give him your ID, but you say it feels a little odd to you, and what happens the day after that or the day after that?
Well, I decided I wasn't going to show my ID anymore because of I couldn't find any law that said I had to now. The Constitution hasn't changed since I was in eighth grade.
And,
so I just he asked me for my ID, if I had an ID on that Monday, and I said yes. And he said, can I see it? And I said, no. And to make a long story short, two federal police jerked me out of my seat and ran me out the bus and handcuffed me, put me in a car, and drove me across and left me handcuffed while they wrote up tickets and took me outside, sent me on my way, pointed to the next bus stop.
Were you charged with a crime?
Yeah, I was charged with a couple of federal misdemeanors, but I'm looking at 60 days jail.
For refusing to show the ID?
Well, none of the tickets were about identification.
What were they about?
One was about adhering to signs. They had to do with signs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that not the welcome sign either.
There's a big welcome sign there?
Oh, yeah. So flags that have welcome and public welcome and everything. Because you can go there, you know, I've been there before just to pick up a USGS map. And you show your ID in a car, but I wasn't getting off.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't getting off there. I was just riding a public bus through there.
Did anybody else on the bus make any noise about you being removed from the bus?
No.
Has anybody said anything to you since?
What do you mean?
I wonder if anybody's outraged by what happened to you.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, many, many. I'm getting tons of emails in support of this. People seem to understand that this is a basic constitutional right, and people seem to be pretty well educated about, you know, IDs. And, you know, it's so much easier just to comply and show the ID.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, there are going to be people who are going to say, look, if you're not doing anything wrong, why not just show them your driver's license?
I just said enough is enough. Enough is enough. They weren't taking names. They weren't comparing names to any kind of a list, or, you know, they weren't doing anything. It was just a lesson in compliance. They didn't hardly even look at the IDs.
Now, wait a second. They're coming on there ostensibly for security purposes, but it seems to me from what you're saying that nothing that they're doing is actually making this location more secure. They're not comparing you to any, they're not running your name through any kind of database or anything like that?
No, they don't even look at the IDs. They just kind of glance and leave.
So you could have had a fake ID. Could have been an 18.
Absolutely.
Could have been an 18-year-old who uses a fake ID to go drinking, and that would have sufficed.
Absolutely. Anything. They didn't even look at it.
When you explained this to them, or did they not even want to hear an explanation?
No, I didn't. I just said I'm not going to show you my ID. I don't have to. By law, I don't have to.
What happens next?
Well, now I have an arraignment on December 9th. That's when I'll be formally charged.
It's a week from this Friday.
I guess so, yeah.
And are you going in there alone? Do you have legal representation?
No, I'm going in. I have a lawyer who's working with the ACLU.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I've had lots and lots of help. It just, you know, it surprised me.
Have you heard from anybody else who rides that bus? Did you know anybody else who rides that bus?
No.
Okay, because I wonder if after what you did, other people may be following your lead. Has there been any report of that?
I have no idea.
Yeah. What happened to your job? Because I'm sure that when they handcuff you and take you off the bus and book you for these federal misdemeanors, that's not a 10-minute process. That probably takes a while. You were late for work that day, weren't you?
I was late for work, yeah. It was a new job. I don't work there anymore.
Mm. Were you fired, or did you?
No, I wasn't fired. No, it just was, I just didn't work.
Okay, so are you working somewhere else now?
No, I'm looking for a job. Trying to look for a job.
Preferably one that doesn't go across the Denver Federal Center property by bus.
Well, I was told if I ever show up on that bus again, I'd go to jail. So, yeah, I don't.
Whoa. If you even get on that bus,
right,
they're going to arrest you?
If I show up at the Federal Center on that bus, they told me they'd put me in jail.
What if you were to get a lift from a friend and tried to walk in and wanted to go do business with the VA or somebody else? Because you've got another son who was in the Navy. What if you wanted to go do some business on his behalf there? Are you banned from the property?
Yeah, that's what I was told. At this point, I'm not. That's not my main concern. My main concern is just riding a bus.
Yeah.
Without showing ID. It's a public bus. I'm not getting off in the Federal Center. I'm just reading a book, trying to get to work.
When somebody does get off the bus at the Federal Center, or somebody else does go there, let's say you or I were dropped off there, or we parked our car and tried to walk in because we had to do business with the VA or the USGS or any of the government offices that are there, do you have to then show ID and they take your name down and keep
they
information on you?
No, they don't take your name down. You just flash ID and they let you through.
So again, there's just a facade of security there. There's no actual method for keeping people who work there more secure.
True. It means nothing. That's right. It means nothing.
Well, Deborah, I wish you a lot of luck in the arraignment next Friday. I appreciate you taking the time to talk on the show this afternoon. I'm going to let you go and let my listeners get in here and comment on this, okay?
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Deborah Davis from Arvada, Colorado, here on the Paul Harris Show. On News Talk 1120 KMOX.